What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back on the Sean Walker Show with my man Sean Walker, Allen Head men's basketball coach. You're doing big things, brother Sean, man. Good to see you, man. How you doing this morning, my brother?
Doing well. Always good to be seen. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, my brother. It's heading towards March Madness, the birthday month. So just trying to make it do what I do, my brother.
I know that's right. This is exciting time of the year, man. We're headed into March Madness. You know, some conference tournaments already going on, and we're getting ready for ours, and then we're getting ready for the big boy on TV. So I'm looking forward to what March has to bring.
Man, no doubt, man. It's crazy how it's already February 27th, man. Like, this year, the office is flying on by us already.
That's right. Well, it doesn't take long, man. Life and time waits for nobody.
Man, you got there right now, Sean. You had a heck of a last stretch here, Miles, Morehouse and South Carolina back-to-back-to-back, 2-1 on the road, 2 at home. But I'll start with the Miles game. I mean, you guys jumped them pretty good in that first half, man. Overall, had them 36% shooting. And then it's kind of, you know, what we talk about all year long, man, trying to maintain that consistency, what got you the lead and hold on to that lead, man, and then kind of just slip away from you on the road there, Miles.
Another one of these games, man, where, you know, we came out. I was under the weather before the game started. I don't know, had a bug jumped on me or something. And I actually started not even get off the bus and coach the game. Decided to go in and coach and sat down for the most part of the first half. And I didn't even know what team we had to show up, man. We were up 25-5, up 20 points in the first half. And Miles is obviously the number one team in the West. They are 21-5 now. This is the end of the year. Big time team. And up 14 and a half, up 3 points with 21 seconds on the clock. And made a mistake, gave up a three, going to overtime and get beat. So this is another heartbreaking loss that we have to a team that we could have really made a statement on. But you know what I say to our players and say to people all the time, winning teams make winning plays. They know why they win. All right. They're never out of games. And teams that are not as successful figure out a way to make a mistake and get beat. And so that's the difference between 21-5 and 14-14.
No doubt. And I noticed the major upset, Sean, is like the second half overtime free throws. 19-21 in the second half overtime. And I know you harped on it, not the all the fouling, too much fouling going on. I know that just burns your soul as you sit there and watch the second half, seeing your guys foul too much.
Yeah, part of, you know, that fouling the way we do is it's an IQ issue. You know, we're moving behind the ball. We're not responding the way we need to be. Obviously, you foul a lot of times with the secondary defender, which means we're not staying in front of the ball, doing the things we need to do. You know, we just have some fundamental issues that we have a difficult time overcoming. And they're super exposed when you play against top teams in the country, which is what Miles, Morehouse, Clark, and Benedict are. We have a difficult time overcoming that when the talent gap is definitely an obvious one.
And Sean, I know Clark Atlanta's a home game. Similar situation, up 6-6 at halftime, made 7 threes in the first half. You know what I'm saying? And I know this, like, you say, can we just close this game out? And then half come out again, fouling a lot in the second half, giving them 18 or 19 free throws for the second half there against Clark.
Yeah, so this Clark Atlanta game is just an interesting game. And we were actually up 30-22 with a minute and 14 seconds left to go in the half. And we had an epic fall in that minute and 14 seconds and gave up, made 3 turnovers, missed an uncontested layup, didn't catch the ball, gave them 3 uncontested layups, went into the half up 2, actually. And we, you know, we just fall apart, man. Like, you know, we miss so many opportunities when we're up. And leave so many points on the board when we're up, leave so many positive plays, you know, through the rubbish, during times that we are playing well. You know, good teams are going to surge, and good teams are going to come back, and good teams are going to attack. And so we have a very difficult time with regaining momentum. They punished us in the second half. You know, the free throw shooting was 27-8. We went 8 times, they went 27 times, but that was a physical game. I can't say that we didn't foul. I was a little concerned with the fact that it didn't seem like Clark fouled. But, you know, here is another game. There's not a game that we're not in this last 4 games that we did not have a lead. You know, we have to figure out how to be good enough to keep it.
No doubt, Sean. Like you said, man, like doing those runs, man, those shots that the fans don't really understand, like those open shots that don't go in, could have made a 13-point lead 16, or, you know, you go on a fast break and you lay up, you miss layup or something like that. All those little small plays that fans don't really understand or see, like we and I see, make a difference between winning and losing. You can stretch a lead out to 18 at that point. All that stuff matters. And I know fans don't really see it the way we, you and I do, but those really small things could make leagues expand matter to winning games too.
We have a systemic problem of doing just that. So, you know, I'm spending a lot of time watching film of just those moments, right? And, you know, unfortunately for us, man, like sometimes we can resent what is good for us, right? That's the message, that we can find success even in our lives as adults. But because we don't like the way the success comes, we fight against it. All right. And so we can find in with this team that I have of and it's very clear cut, what we do to get leads, how we connect ourselves to play together and band together to get a lead. We do just the opposite to lose a lead. And I'm finding that very difficult to swallow, you know. And we're talking about playing selfless and not watching the score, just doing the things that we need to do. And we need to do things, particularly as we play at the top of the league, as I'm calling it, that are not talent oriented, right? We're not going to have more good players than Benedict or more good players than Clark or Morehouse or Miles. It's not that we don't have good players. It's just that our good players need to do what they do individually that may not be as much as the mass of players that these people, that, you know, that these other schools have. And we're not doing a good job of being able to maintain our mental focus to stick to the script. So, you know, we go back now with 14-14 at the end of the year. And I'm telling you, we have given away 5-6 games, and there's been several more other games that we certainly probably should have won that we didn't. So it's tournament time now, which is a great opportunity for us to start over and see if we can clean up some of the things that we have not done well and see if we can shock the world.
No doubt, Sean. And what I will say is a positive. I know in the moment it sucks, but against the top four teams in the league, you all have leads. You've shown that, hey, if we play the right way, move the cheese the right way,
right,
we can stay in these games. We do what we do the right way. Just plan the right way, you know, it works. And I think using this next week to reach out and refocus to help these young men see that, hey, if we do things the right way, we can compete with these top teams in SIAC.
Yeah, we've had 4 games this year that we've gotten beat double digit. So Morehouse beat us double digits last night after we were up 8 or 9 in the first half. Clark beat us double digits twice. Benedict beat us double digits. And then I think Spring Hill may have beat us 10, but that was a close game. But we've been in every game, even in some of these games that we lost double digits, that we have led relatively comfortably. So we know that we can play with anybody. We have got to figure out how we can play with anybody for the entire 40 minutes. And you know, the unique part for us is the games that we play against teams that are not supposedly at the top of the league, our games are equally as difficult, right? Like, we are just as close to the bottom as we are the top. It's kind of a good place to be because we have to focus all the time to be whoever we are. And, you know, when we win, we seem to figure it out a little bit. When we lose, it seems to look a little bit ugly, like bad news bears, I tell our guys. But we know, at least we know exactly where we are. We know that we will have moments in games where we won't play as well. And now from a coaching standpoint, we have to, you know, motivate, edify, and challenge people to get back on track so that we can be a formidable opponent.
And Sean, how do you approach it this week, knowing you're gonna play the next Tuesday in Savannah? So how do you kind of balance rest versus rust and keeping the guys, some guy who nicked up, give them a little healthier, but also prepare for the opponent you don't really know yet, or is, you know, who you don't really get on Tuesday night in game number 9 there?
Yeah. So that's a good question, because at this time of the year, you know, listen, we're not going to reinvent the wheel now. We played 28 games. Everybody's going to do about what they've been doing and try to fine tune it. Our bodies and our rest is at a premium right now. Today, obviously, we're going to be off. We played last night. We're going to take off tomorrow and we're going to take off Thursday. Thursday, actually, we're going to come in and have a voluntary workout day with assistant coaches or whatever the case may be, so that we can kind of get our mind. We're at this point in time of the year where we all need to get away from each other as well, right? We've lost 3 games back-to-back, on-to-back. They were all games that we could have won. We didn't win. I'm irritated. Players are irritated. You know, everybody's irritated right now. So, and it should be exactly like that. We should be miserable because we're not winning. And so I am totally embracing where we are. So we're at a cross section where we take these 3 days off. We'll come back Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and go as hard as we can. Get on the bus on Tuesday, find out who our opponent is Monday night, and go down there and try to play one game at a time and win us and move on.
No doubt, that's a hell of a plan there, my brothers. All you can do, and I know it's the best week for you. Know, say it's Bucci Senior Night at Murray State, man. And tell me about that, man. How as his career comes to an end, how happy you are of him, while pushing him to a hard year himself, knowing that it is his senior night, and he did live his dream, man. He's gonna get a master's degree out of this too, as well. So I help you as a father, man. To seeing what you poured into your son, seeing him actually do what you want to pour into him to do.
Yeah. So yeah, tomorrow night, well, tomorrow morning, I'm flying to Nashville, and my parents are going, which is a blessing in itself. My dad just turned 79, my mother's 77. She'll turn 78 in June, and it's a blessing to have them to be able to go over with us. His mother and his family, his mother's side of the family, her family's going, so it's gonna be a big group of us to go and celebrate him. This is certainly a day of distinguishment for him. 5 years. I mean, I'm about happy as old, to be honest with you. I mean, I love watching him play, but you know, he's had a career of many ups and many downs, which is exactly what a college basketball career is supposed to be in terms of generating life experiences that he will be able to take forward with him. You know, again, he's going to leave school without having a bill or debt, and he's been able to travel and go into all these big gyms and meet a bunch of people, you know, of all different walks of life. And hopefully, I'm hoping next week that we'll be winning, and maybe I'll miss his tournament. But I was there for his first game. Tomorrow night be senior night. And I'm hoping that Murray will win long enough that I will be able to, and win long enough that I'll be able to go and see them when they play whatever his last game is going to be. So, very proud of him. We're all very proud, and we're going to have a night of excitement tomorrow, and watching him walk out of that tunnel and stand there and snap a picture with Coach Prom and that group, and commemorate his basketball career coming to an end.
No doubt, man. Well, I know you'd be happy as heck. He's a lot of support here, of course. So we're sending them good vibes for him as well. And like I said, I'll see you in Savannah next Tuesday, my brother, and I look forward to it, man. And get them ready this week, brother. We do this again after the tournament, brother.
Fantastic. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Folks, it's been the Sean Walker Show here, covering Allen basketball. Follow them at AU Men's Basketball on Twitter.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.